Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. We are dedicating the show to giving you information about Tropical Storm Barry in the Gulf of Mexico. We still don't know a lot. We're doing the best we can to let you know about all the possibilities. The floodgates are going to be officially closed along the Mississippi River in the New Orleans area, I think, by 6 o'clock this evening. And right now, 2.6 million people are under some kind of a tropical alert. And right now, a hurricane center has said that a hurricane watch is in effect for the Louisiana coast. So keep it locked here on WWL for all the latest. Hurricane watch in effect from the mouth of the Mississippi to Cameron, Louisiana. And a tropical storm Barry watch is under effect from the mouth of the Mississippi River northward to the mouth of the Pearl River. And a storm surge watch is up from the mouth of the Pearl River to Intercoastal City. So we've got all the information on our website at WWL.com. And for those of you who are tuning into our station, you haven't tuned in a while because you're getting this latest hurricane information. Thank you for being with us. I'm Scoot. And we've got the daily Facebook video, the Scoot Report, up on our WWL Radio Facebook page. It's about the media and the coverage of this storm and other storms. And sometimes the media gets unfair criticism when it comes to these things. Also, it's about whose job it is to clean the storm drains. So you could become part of that by going to our Facebook page, WWL Radio. We're also talking about any tips or suggestions that you have for anybody who has been through this before, but maybe you think about things that not everybody thinks about. And there are always new people moving to this area. And so for a lot of people, this is their first storm. What would you tell them? From Mandeville, Elizabeth, you're on WWL. Hello, Elizabeth. Okay. From New Albany, Johnny, welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoot. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, listen. We had to have had... Okay, you got to understand the history of New Orleans. My understanding was it was a port city that ships came and transported goods back and forth. It wasn't meant for people to stay in because they already knew that it was under sea level. And we got to understand something. The people that live in that city, I love New Orleans. It's a beautiful city. But you got to understand it is below sea level. Any type of rain that's probably a good 6 hours to 8 hours long, you are subject to get flooded. So you got to have a plan B. And for the low income people, that I heard that, you know, the governor saying it's mandatory. If you're low income, where do you go? That's my question.
You know, there are people. I mean, that's a good point, Johnny, because there are people who have options. They have family. They have friends. They have options. They have money to go stay in a hotel in another city. They can fly out of here. They can drive out of here. But there are people who don't have options.
They don't have options. Again, I had some cousins that died in Hurricane Katrina. And they died because they didn't reach out to us in Mississippi. And we felt bad because, you know, we didn't know the circumstances. And all they tried to say was, hey, guys, we got a big storm coming up. Can we come stay with y'all? But they didn't reach out because, you know, they were trapped in there. And we ever knew that, if we would have knew that, we could have came down a little halfway and got them. Oh, they could have came much our way, and they could have stayed with us. But they didn't. That's the plan B you got to have. Get to know your relatives.
Johnny, I'm sorry for your loss.
Thanks, sir.
And, I mean, it is important to talk about those people who don't have options because, again, for some of you, it's easy. Oh, I'm just going to go visit my family wherever. You know, some of you will get on a plane. Some of you will just drive. But you have options. And some of you have the option of staying somewhere in a hotel. I mean, I guess if you went to the east, you went over toward Florida, I mean, you might have a great time because it's going to be heading more in this direction. Well, it is heading more in this direction. But that's not an option for everybody. So let's also keep in mind those people who don't have the income, don't have the means to give them the options that that others have. Mayor Cantrell said that the main thing right now for the people of New Orleans is to shelter in place. No evacuation for the city. There are some evacuations that have been planned. There are some mandatory evacuations. We have the information on our website at WWL.com, but that does not include the immediate greater New Orleans area. The floodgates are being closed, and it is very rare that the floodgates are closed. We have these incredible floodgates. All this stuff was built after Katrina in an effort to keep the city safe. The good news today, as opposed to yesterday, the river was going to crest at flood stage, 20 feet. Now we're hearing the river's going to crest at 19 feet, 1 foot below flood stage. But even at 20 feet, it's not as if all this water is going to just suddenly come rushing over the levees of the Mississippi River, because many of those levees are higher than flood stage. This is a tough position, because there are a lot of people who think, oh, you're making a big deal about nothing. All of these meteorologists, the news, everybody's making a big deal. This is going to be nothing. Well, you know, it might be nothing. But at this point, there's a strong possibility that it's going to be something. And there's a good possibility that it could be something really, really serious and devastating. The city of New Orleans and this immediate area could get up to 24 inches of rain. We saw what happened yesterday when the city got 8 inches of rain in 3 hours. And some of the rain from Barry could be so strong that it's coming down at the rate of 2 and 3 inches an hour. The pumping system can handle 1 inch for the first hour and then a half an inch of rain every hour beyond that point. So you don't have to be a math genius to figure out it doesn't take much for the city to flood. And then we know that we've got some really bad infrastructure when it comes to our sewage system. Joni, you're on WWL. Oh, Johnny? Joni. All right. We'll move on. From Ponchatoula, Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scoot. I went through Katrina, where I am now, and we lost power for about 7 or 8 days, and I had the option of going to Lafayette, where they had power, and I wasn't going to stay in that house without power, so I went, and the problem then was, well, when does the power go back on? Well, what I did is I had an answering machine that plugged into an electric outlet and answered after 4 rings. Well, I called every day for 7 or 8 days, and if it just rang after 4 rings, I knew there was no power. Well, one day it picked up, so I knew the power was there, and I was ready to go home.
Hey, that's smart.
I just wanted to pass that along.
Jeff, I appreciate that, and good luck with Barry. Somebody called a few minutes ago and made a really great suggestion that I would not have thought of. You know, when it comes to a storm, cell phone power can be very much interrupted. And this person said, change the message on your cell phone. It should say something like, hey, if you're trying to reach us, we have gone to such and such a place. Tell him where you're going. Or maybe just leave a message that we're okay. If we can't call you right back, trust that we're okay. And we'll let you know when we can contact you. Also, somebody suggested that you put all the food in the freezer, except the chicken, get rid of the chicken. But put the food in the freezer in plastic bags and seal the bags. And so then if the power goes out and all the food is rotten, then your freezer's not going to stink. And you could simply throw the bags away. If you have a suggestion, our number is 260-1870, area code 504, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Still a very pleasant, partly cloudy, but hot Thursday afternoon, July 11th. But within the next 24, 48 hours, things are going to change. We're continuing to track Tropical Storm Barry in the Gulf of Mexico. Happy birthday today to Bonnie Pointer of the Pointer Sisters. Bonnie Pointer, 69 years old. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Yeah, this is dedicated to those of you in the areas where there's mandatory evacuation. I've got a text here that says, good afternoon, Scoot. Did you hear that Chuck Schumer, the individual calling for the resignation of Labor Secretary Acosta for his affiliation with Epstein, took thousands of dollars in campaign donations from Epstein? I find that very interesting, but am hearing nothing about that in the mainstream media. would like to know your opinion of this. Well, first of all, we're talking about Tropical Storm Barry right now, and there'll be time to talk about these other things. I can't speak for the mainstream media. We are focused on servicing the communities that we service here as a radio station with the information about this this storm. But it sounds to me like that would be very, very hypocritical if Chuck Schumer did that. But we're not surprised when we hear about hypocrisy, because it seems to be part of politics. So maybe there'll be time to talk about that after all of this is over. Why is it that tropical storms and hurricanes always seem to hit wherever Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel is? There's one theory. Jim Cantore is so good at predicting where the storm will hit before specific landfall has been predicted that he's always there when the storm hits. The other theory is that the storms go wherever Jim Cantore goes. Cantore has been so consistent with being there when the storm eventually makes landfall that some communities are concerned when he shows up in their city. Has anybody seen Jim Cantore around? But regardless of what the National Hurricane Service says, where the storm will make landfall, Jim Cantore and the Weather Channel, they always seem to be there to cover it. So wherever Jim Cantore is, good chance that area is going to get hit hard. You know, it's the role to serve communities. That's our role as the media. Predicting where the storm will hit, we talk about that. We talk about what impact will follow the storm. Hypersensitivity about the news media's bias and about the idea that the news media sensationalizes stories for the self-serving purpose of building an audience have put a target on America's news media. And I understand that. While the news media is guilty of both bias and sensationalizing stories, there are times when the media is unfairly criticized. Storms are live. They're highly unpredictable. And as sophisticated and up-to-date as our technology is, storms have a will of their own. And often, what appears to be a precise prediction about the power of a storm when it hits, the impact that it will leave on a community, makes the predictors look foolish. The news media covers storms by providing information it receives from the National Hurricane Center and from the other weather experts. The media are beholden to the information it receives from the experts to track the storms. Now, there can be a tendency to exaggerate that information in such a way that it alarms the community when the community feels like the threat is not really that important. The reason some in the media lean toward exaggerating the potential danger is to create an audience, to make this compelling story so compelling that you feel like you have to watch them. In other words, it's a way of getting attention. And there are people in this business, in the media, who exaggerate and sensationalize information about a storm. And it's no different than the people that do the same thing when it comes to political discourse. I'm not defending those who sensationalize the potential threat of a storm for the purpose of attracting attention and building an audience. But there are many in the news media that take their jobs very seriously. And they are trying to be responsible with their interpretation of the information that comes from the top weather experts. As a member of the media, I often face the challenge of reporting the projected landfall and potential aftermath of storms. My job should be to alert communities without alarming communities. And it's easy to criticize the news media when a storm takes on a life of its own and defies the predictions, and it doesn't turn out to be as bad as everybody said it was going to be. It's easy to criticize the news media for that. And the public has become very sensitive to judging the news media. But in a lot of ways, the media can't be held accountable for things that just change. There are a lot of things that we control in this life. And as life goes on, as we evolve as a society, we learn to control more and more things. But some things we cannot control. And storms is one of the things that we can't control. If Barry reaches hurricane strength before it makes landfall, which is currently the prediction, the storm will be posing a great threat. But the greatest threat is not from wind. The greatest threat is going to be from rain. We don't know a lot right now. We don't know where it's going to land. We don't know which area is going to get the most rain, but we do know this. In the New Orleans area and throughout this region, there is the potential for very, very heavy amounts of rainfall. So heavy that it is likely to cause flooding. If we don't alert you, we get blamed for that. If we alert you, there will be those who blame us for trying to instill fear in you. I can't speak for anybody else, but I know for myself and this radio station, we're not trying to instill fear in anybody. We're trying to give you the information. And how you interpret that information, what you do with that information, is really up to you. It is fair to criticize those in the media who are obviously sensationalizing storm updates for the selfish purpose of attracting attention. But as you listen and watch the coverage of Tropical Storm Barry, be mindful that many of us in the media are striving to alert you without alarming you. And we will continue to alert you throughout the afternoon. If you're on hold, hang on. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, media coverage, or if you want to join us with a comment about a tip of some kind that you would like to offer, especially to those people who are experiencing their first storm, then call our show at 260-1870, and we'll get back to more of your calls in just a moment. Yeah, I mean, at some point, we're going to see some stormy weather. That's a jazzy tune from Gladys Knight. Here's an update on our WWL Blue Bomber Gumbo poll. By standards, Tropical Storm Barry does not rank as an alarming storm. Are you taking the threat of Tropical Storm Barry seriously, or do you believe the threat is exaggerated? 55% say they're taking it seriously. 45% say it's totally exaggerated. And I've got a text here that says, Scoot, the storm doesn't even seem to exist in the Gulf right now. The media needs to be held accountable when blowing things out of proportion. Businesses close early when they don't have to. People are evacuated when they don't need to. People buy supplies when they don't need to. This is basically a non-event being blown out of proportion. Well, this is prior to the event, so we don't know. I mean, that's very easy to say where you sit. But in the media, we have a responsibility to relay hardcore information about a storm. And I admit, this could be a non-event. Let's hope it's a non-event. In fact, I think the flood yesterday morning alerted a lot of people. Because we've been through this before. In the last couple of years, we've been through some predictions of really bad, bad storms developing and coming here. And they turn out to be a shoo-shoo. They turn out to be really nothing. But you have to take every storm seriously because you don't know. I mean, I'm not. Look, there's a lot of stuff I would love to be talking about. I don't take pleasure in talking about this. I take my job responsibly, and I feel like I need to talk about the information, as we all do here on WWL. But I don't get pleasure in sensationalizing this. And we're telling you, we don't know what's going to happen. But there are certain things that are possible. You need to be aware of that. How would you feel if our military constantly went through training exercises? Or what if our military had these special drills, and it was like a mock emergency or a mock tragedy? If they go through this often, how would you feel if they didn't take it seriously when it really happened? They don't know. Sometimes the military doesn't know if it's a drill, if it's a practice, or if it's for real. So how would you feel if our military had gone through all these practice sessions and they thought, this is probably nothing, so we're not going to take it seriously? But that time, it was real. From New Orleans, James, you're on WWL.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Listen, I've been in the D.C. area since maybe 89, 90, something like that. And it's frustrating. It's so depressing to me because ever since Katrina, it seems like nothing really has changed. And I think, you know, you may be right. I hope you are right that this is just a non-factor. But if it isn't, I really believe, you know, every councilman on the way down should get the pink slip if this levee is messed up like it was for Katrina. I mean, the first order of business for a councilman or anyone running for office should be, number one, since all this money flowed to New Orleans and the Louisiana, state of Louisiana, since Katrina, was to take care of the levees. That's the first order of business. This should not be an issue anymore. I'm sick of hearing about it.
But James, in all honesty, I mean, I understand the point you're making, and I agree. And we're all disgusted because the Army Corps of Engineers did not do its job prior to Katrina. So there's a lot of things have been put into place. Billions and billions of dollars have been spent to make New Orleans a safer place. But anybody who thought that that was going to guarantee that there would be no flooding is developing some kind of a false sense of security, because there can be things that happen. It's not that these things that were put in place will malfunction as much as something else can happen. And the point is,
the point is
that there's no amount of money that can make us 100% safe when it comes to something like Mother Nature.
Yeah, but 20 feet for a levee? I mean,
wait a minute. James, the river is usually at a low point this time of year. The river peaks in the spring with the rain and the snow melt up north. The river is usually at a low point here. It's been at a high point for a long time because of something that we can't control, which is all the rain that has happened to the north of New Orleans, in the northern states, all the tributaries flowing into the river. So the river itself is higher than it usually is. This is usually not a problem, but it is a problem now.
But we had enough money to have a levee built.
Nobody has enough money to build a levee so high that it would be impossible to flood. I mean, that's just a total misconception.
But 20 feet is not, I mean, in some parts of Louisiana, well, 25 feet, right, to
look,
26 feet.
In New Orleans, James, look, 20 feet. Look, first of all, even if it hits 20 feet, the levees are higher than that. Flood stage is 20 feet. The levees aren't 20 feet. So we need to make that distinction. And I'm not an engineer, so I don't know why flood stage is 20 feet, but the water's not going to come pouring over the levees. But, you know, I mean, you bring up an interesting point about the frustration we have of money not being spent properly, because that is a fact of life. It's not a fact that we should accept, but that's a fact of life. And we should all hold those politicians who don't spend money properly, we should hold them as individuals and as a group, we should hold them accountable.
So I brought up D.C. for a reason. You know, for whatever reason, a lot of people have all sorts of reasons. Some I agree with, some don't. But at the end of the day, D.C. is not a state, because from my point of view, they handled it so it was so crooked in the past that they decided to let the federal government handle the majority of the ongoing business. I'm really for, if this happens again, I'm really strongly consider having the same thing for the city of New Orleans. I mean, because we've given so many of these officials a shot at doing the right thing.
Well, you're right, James.
The money in their pockets.
I'm not arguing with you there. But let's see what happens. You know, maybe the floodgates work. Maybe the stuff that was in place after Katrina works. If it doesn't work, they're going to hear, holy hell, from me and from you and from a lot of people. But let's realize that, you know, Mother Nature can be a bitch. And when it comes to hurricanes and tornadoes and, in many cases, wildfires that are set by, say, something natural like lightning, earthquakes, there is no way to totally 100% protect everybody from these possible disasters. And so anybody that thinks, oh, we spent all this money, so we're totally safe, I mean, that's just simply not realistic. I mean, the guy sounds drunk when he's singing it, right? I mean, that's Dean Martin. This, at one point, this song was number one on the Billboard charts. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And that's not always a good thing. Okay, the Rat Pack is back. This is a tribute show to the Rat Pack. Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., and Dean Martin. They're coming to the New Orleans area Saturday, July 20th, 7:30 at the Frederick Segure Center in Chalmette. If you are the eighth caller to our contest line, I'm going to give you four tickets to the show. And I can't wait to see this. I've seen video of it, and it's funny. And these guys are funny. And they do look and sound a little bit like the Rat Pack. So it's going to be fun. All right, eighth caller, 260-WINS, 260-9467, wins four tickets to go see The Rat Pack is Back. Boy, you know, sometimes it comes down to that choice. It's either hail or high water, and that's not good. Hey, I don't know what's going to happen with Tropical Storm Barry. It might be nothing. It might not affect you. It might affect some of you, but not others. And it might be really bad, so we just don't know. Our congratulations to Jeannie DeLeo. She just won 4 tickets to go see The Rat Pack Is Back in Chalmette at the Frederick Segura Center. They'll be in the New Orleans area with this show on Saturday, July the 20th, 7:30. Tickets valued at $170. And if you want to purchase some tickets, go to FrederickSeguraCenter.com, TicketForce.com, or call this number, 877-840-0457. This should be one fun night. From Ken or Denise, welcome to our show. Good afternoon.
Hi, Scoot. Hi. Nice talking to you. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Back in 2012, for Isaac, my husband and I had to stay because of his work, and we wound up being without power for 5 days, which was really miserable. And yeah. I don't think a lot of people realize that with a Category 1, it can take that long for the local power companies to get power restored, and it's really an unpleasant experience. So while it may sound like the media is overblowing all of this, it's best to be prepared because you really don't know what your specific area is
going to
face.
Well, that's exactly right. And imagine
the storm is over.
Imagine the criticism the media would get if the media didn't warn people. And again, I'm a very independent member of the media. Sometimes I defend the media, but many times I don't. And I don't defend those individuals and those outlets that do exaggerate and sensationalize news of a storm because they're trying to get attention. I don't support that at all. But, you know, we're doing the best we can, exactly. Most of us, to try to alert everybody without alarming everyone.
Right. Well, and I wanted to give some suggestions on stuff that helped me when I was in that situation, especially if people are new to the area.
Okay.
AM, FM radio that's battery powered is necessary because you don't know how long your power is going to be out, and you don't want to depend on your cell phone to give you all that information because you want to keep your cell phone charged. And one thing that really helped us during that time was we had compact portable cell phone chargers. So that we had those pre-charged and we used those to keep our phones charged so that we could keep in touch with all of our friends and family that were local. And then when we were finding out who had power and who didn't, people were offering, like, come on over, we have power, you can take a shower, you can wash clothes, you can, you know, so people were helping each other out. And it's good to have that extra cell phone charger so that you can keep in touch with people and get help if you need it.
No, it's great advice. You know, when I talk about may use AC and generators and the colder generator, I say, you know, if you get a standby generator, you don't have to tell everybody that you've got it. But if you want to be nice, you can. All right, Denise, I appreciate that information. If you've got a comment or a tip, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text. There's a Facebook group that tracks Jim Cantore. Another text says, we all know Jim Cantore, the weather creates storms to keep himself employed. That's it. The Weather Channel creates the storms. And maybe President Trump is creating the storms to distract from some of the negative things in the news about him. Because a lot of people in this area are not talking about Trump. They're talking about Tropical Storm Barry. So what was the first hit released by the Supremes? It was released on this day in 1964. I'll have it for you coming up out of this break on WWL. I did not know this. This was the first hit released by the Supremes. It was on this day, July the 11th, 1964, the Supremes released their first hit. It was this song, Baby, Where Did Our Love Go? So that would have been February, March, everybody. That would have been 5 months after the Beatles arrived in America. This was also on the music charts. First hit released by the Supremes. You just heard that commercial for the Pink Floyd Laser Spectacular, the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. Let me remind you that Jefferson Parish does not have the lax laws concerning marijuana that Orleans Parish does. I just want to bring that to mind. But I tell you, man, for those who might be proactive before they get there, I bet they do a lot of good concession sales at that show. Yeah, I'll be right back. I'm going to go get something to eat. I wonder if venues like that, I wonder if they calculate that there are going to be some people there that might have the munchies, And so they cater to that desire. They come up with certain munchy things that people tend to eat, because that's what I've heard. I mean, you know, it never happened to me, but I've heard that if you get stoned, you want the munchies. And I think there's probably a possibility that somebody going to the Pink Floyd Laser Spectacular might hit the bong before they go. By standards, Tropical Storm Barry does not rank among alarming storms. Are you taking the threat seriously, or do you believe this is all exaggerated? That's our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Also, the Scoot Report, our daily Facebook video feed, is up on our WWL Radio Facebook page. It is about the media and covering the storm, some of the criticism. It's also about whose job is it to clean the drains. I'm Scoot. We'll be back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.